Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Brent.
Hey folks, looking for a great spot to unwind? After a long day at work, look no further than Bennett's. They have their daily happy hour. It offers amazing value, price, sips, and taste. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can enjoy the signature cocktails and wines by the glass at unbeatable prices, with all options priced under $14, many priced from $6. And it's not just the drinks that are a deal during their happy hour. They offer a variety of share plates and classic comfort foods. Just go to BennettsRestaurants.com. That's BennettsRestaurants.com. All right, it is only Monday, but the moron of the week is a lock. That goes to Bobby Portis Jr. of the Milwaukee Bucks. You're playing without Giannis. There's no Dame. And what do? You get kicked out of the game in the first quarter? Seriously? Are you kidding me? How do you allow that to happen? I mean, that's unbelievable to me. What are you thinking if you're Portis? You're already down two key players, your two best players. You're going to need all hands on deck, and you're gone in the first quarter? That's as bad as it gets. Well, maybe not as bad as it gets. You could be a 76ers fan, and you could be watching the Sixers play at home, rooting for your team, except for one thing. It's filled with Knicks fans. That's right. The New York fans bought all the tickets on the secondary market, and it was like a Knicks home game. Joel Embiid afterwards, even complaining and coming down on the fans. Really? That's what you do as a season ticket holder? You sell your tickets to make a buck, and all the Knicks fans come down and embarrass you? I mean, it was a circus, an absolute circus in Philadelphia yesterday. By the way, the Knicks and the Pacers, one win away from advancing to round two. Say goodbye to the Bucks and say goodbye to the Sixers. And say goodbye to their awful fans. That's a disgrace. In Philadelphia? I never thought I would see that in Philadelphia. I never thought I would see that in Philadelphia. But I saw it yesterday. That is a bad look for the city of brotherly love. Could you imagine going to a Flyers game and seeing the place full of Rangers fans in a playoffs? Hell no, no way. You imagine going to an Eagles-Giants game and seeing the place filled with Giants fans? Not a freaking chance. I mean, come on now. That is awful. And that's my rant for today.